Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. How about that? And we're doing it with our good friend Terry Neese, who's been with me in all the decades. She's the president and the founder, CEO of Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org, Peace Through Business. You know, Terry, every time I think about that, your catchphrase there, your tagline, I think about Frédéric Bastiat, who said, "When goods cross borders, armies don't." And that's
correct.
That's come to pass, and you're doing a. I love the way you're fulfilling. You're helping to fulfill his philosophy, and we need to do more of that, folks. I think if small business owners could do business with each other across the world, we could stop a lot of this conflict that we have. It's hard to hate somebody when you do business with them, isn't it? If you
that's right.
Yeah. So okay, folks. And, go ahead, Terry.
And that's really what Peace Through Business is all about.
Well, that's right.
It's hard to you know, if you're doing businesses with people across the world, the conflict stops.
That's right. That's
the
right.
Business takes care of it.
That's exactly right. So, folks, International Economic Empowerment of Women is about helping women entrepreneurs in Afghanistan and Rwanda. That's just two countries now. Who knows where it's going to wind up? But they've been doing a great job. And of helping these people. So over 700 women have graduated from their program. They don't just, this is not a hen party, folks. This is serious work. These women do business plans. They learn how to run their businesses. They take curriculum. They go through courses. They come over here and study and graduate. And speaking of graduation, that's what's happening next week in Dallas, isn't it?
Actually, next week, and by the way, I should really thank Northwood University for staying with us as a partner for the last 12 years and providing the curriculum. They are just a terrific university. The women will graduate on July 27th here in Dallas, Texas. So if you have listeners out there in the Dallas or Las Colinas area or Arlington or, you know, outer limits of Dallas.
Right.
This would be a great opportunity to meet women from Afghanistan and women from Rwanda. We will be at the Las Colinas La Cima Club. Graduation will be around 6 p.m. You can go to our website, IEW.org, and register. The Afghan ambassador is attending this year, and we're really proud of him for coming to Dallas and sharing his time with us and being with the women. And we also have some leadership coming in from Rwanda. So it'll be – you have been to these graduation ceremonies. And the women dress
several.
In their native attire.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, they really get into this. It is a beautiful ceremony.
I've never seen people as happy and filled with joy as these women are.
Especially the
Rwandan women. Their grins are from ear to ear. They're so funny, and they're beautiful, as you say, with their native clothing and fashion, and it's really something. So the graduates, you're gonna have some speakers. You always have good speakers there that'll be talking about things, especially anybody, but especially ladies. If you're in the area, I promise you, you'll be smarter when you leave. You'll have a new appreciation for what other people are doing. Go ahead, tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, we will have an Afghan leader, woman leader, who is from this class participation. She will speak at the graduation, and a Rwandan leader as well, who will speak from this class of 2018. Their stories, as they tell those stories from the podium, a lot of tears flow in the audience.
Right. Yeah.
It's very moving. It's really an incredible opportunity to hear from people in these countries and how we have made an impact on their lives and how they are making an impact on their country.
Right.
Because they're here representing their country. The Afghan ambassador will speak, Charlene Lake, who's a very senior level at AT&T, will also speak. And we'll have someone there from Bank of America, an executive leader, who will also talk about why they support this program.
Terry, I've got to go. Folks, IEEW.org, please go there and help them out. They can use your money. Terry, you know how proud I am of you. I love you. Do good. Keep doing good work.
Thank you, Jim.
Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen, a great American.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.